Let us start with the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, precious and almighty Lord, Lord, we come to thy throne of grace to listen from thee, to seek thy will. Lord, prepare our hearts to listen and to understand thy word, so that, Lord, the seed which and so will bring fruit in our lives. Lord, we are unwise people, but Lord, we have a wise Lord. We are weak people, but we are strong, Lord. Lord, so I submit myself and everyone under the sprinkling bed of the Lamb. Lead us through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think those are the verses. We'll start reading a few verses. I was lazy enough. I just put the references, but I would think that would also encourage you to turn to the scriptures and just look at it while we read. The first one is John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 9. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And similarly, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Philippians, chapter, same chapter, 13 to 15 verses, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of the crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. I also want to read the next verse to continue. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Similarly, Matthew, Gospel Matthew 11 and 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest upon your souls. Dear Lord, lead us as we meditate on the word, so that we would continue in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The reason I had this, I was traveling with few young people to Arkansas with my daughter. You have the group as combination of all teens, which we often discuss here. Moving in it's a combination of a secular world. You have believers, you have LGBTs in the group, as well as the regular normal non-believers of different faith. So that was in my mind, thinking like, what these children think about the body of Christ. That's where my question has begun. They're wise, they're talented, they're competing in the world in the championships. They cannot read or write. They're in everything, but what do they think about the church? So that was the thing which was troubling me when I was traveling there with them. Today, body of Christ has more responsibility than ever, because of the way the communication is pretty fast. Never was communication so fast in the human history, whether it's be good or bad, or the distorted truth. Whether we like it or not, people are getting communicated. And today, someone else is also communicating what is church means. Well, what does an exactly church means need to be communicated by the people of the Lord, not by the otherworldly things. Because today young people may start thinking church as a place of condemning the people rather than saving the people. Because it's easy, because this information was already put into their young generations. So they would either avoid the people, because I've seen when I was trying to strike a communication, few persons in that group is trying to avoid me, because they know it, because they've heard from their parents, they heard from the church, they heard from the news. What kind of idea I have towards them. Now, media is also actively working to support churches which falls in their line, right? When I was coming from the Grove Baptist Church, I saw one birding over there. It really hurt in my heart. So outside people, churches, and also people are professing different things in the time of politics or in the time of other things, instead of professing instead of saying about the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this all information is being fed into this coming generation, young generation, because I'm the father of the teens and also toddler, and myself as an enough adult. So all information is fed by different people. I mean, they're not interested in the church, not interested in the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're interested in something, but they are communicating with the speed of the light. Their communication is so fast, before you utter a word, they can communicate a series of presentations or anything. So we need to, that's what, we need to also see what is the work of the church, where we are standing, in communicating what is the exact mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. The dangerous thing is, in this world, they were not able to communicate the exact mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are so busy in other things, enemy is so wise in deceiving, that we are looking at someone else to tell what Christ is all about and what is our beliefs. I mean, we are not looking into ourselves, that we are supposed to be the people who should show what is the mind of the Lord, not who and else. I mean, when the disciples were waiting on the day of Pentecost, 120 people, they were not looking at the government to tell who is the Christ. Or they were not looking for the leaders of the community to say who the Christ is. They were looking at waiting upon the Lord so that the Holy Spirit would come on them and they be the lights of the world. So in that mind, I was going then at the Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, and it says, let the mind of Christ, let the mind be in you which was also in Christ. Here, although it was writing to the unity of the church, but it's to us, right? It's to us. So, and the mind, without knowing the mind of the Christ, we cannot really not do anything what we are supposed to do. In that day, those 120 people have done. So, I was just thinking about Matthew 11:29, which we all know, when the Lord says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. But the Lord wants to learn from him. Unless we learn from him, we cannot really want what the Lord wants us to. I mean, without learning, we are born again believers. The light dwells in us, no doubt about it. But we cannot shine for the Lord, because the desire of this in the 15th verse very clearly it says, Philippians chapter 2, among whom he shine as a light. Right, that is the desire of the Lord. I mean, I know we need to go everywhere, but. The purpose, we can go everywhere, but we cannot shine as a light, then we are losing the complete purpose of why the Lord has saved us. I mean, you can shine as the light where you are. Generally, the Lord didn't, I mean, we have an opportunity to go out and preach and everywhere. That is amazing. But Lord also has kept you in some place to shine as the light so you can communicate. See, although the communication is pretty fast, human always believes in his personal experience, right? When we say, hey, I have this thing, then immediately he says, I have a personal experience about what it is. So shining as a light, we have an opportunity to give a personal experience to the wherever the Lord has kept you. So that we are really competing with a world which is distorting the truth of the Word of God. So, especially like we are very easy once we leave this place to look at, instead of looking at into ourselves, we start looking at someone, something else to shine as the light. So, the reason the Lord has saved us, in the 15th verse it says, as sons of God, as sons of the God, Lord is encouraging us to shine as a light. So I just want to put one picture, like, but let's meditate it on the same verse about Lord having the mind of the, learning have the mind of the Lord. In the 6th and 7th verse, it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. We have read these verses so many times. Being in the form of God, thought it not a robbery to be equal with the God, but made himself of no reputation. I mean, I was thinking all these three verses are a quick summary of what the Lord went through. I mean, it is not everything, right? It's a quick summary. We take up these things and worship the Lord so amazingly, but it is a regular human life what the Lord has been living. I mean, he was facing day-to-day humiliation. He was verbally abused. He was physically abused. He has faced nakedness. What else he has not faced? His brothers did not trust him, right? But Lord still shine as a light. He was continuously doing his work. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we also, as a born-again believers, I mean, we are going through one of those things. Everyone, we may not be going through all the things what the Lord has gone through, but we may be going through many other things which is stopping, which is not really encouraging us to be as a light. But when we understand the mind of the Lord, when he was going through all type of this human, what human can face when he's facing, but still he was being the light of the world. So this really encourages us. I was just want to put the slide, one of the slide of dots. I actually had this one. This is locally gathering as church. I'm a very, very bad artist, so I just put the circle in. See, it's easy. The white, see, I'm not saying it's a church, because church is a group of blood-bought believers. Everybody has a light. But this locally gathering as a church. So all white dots are the born-again believers. But the black dots still are not born again, right? There's a 100% possibility we're all sitting here, but still, right? We don't have the people who have not been caught by the Lord. So when we are in the church, these white people have so much of responsibility. I don't want to say white people. This circle having the light have so much of responsibility to help the circles which don't have a light to go unto the Lord. Right. And even today, I would really encourage, I know I'm glad no one is having the dark circle, but if any of one is still in the dark circle, it's easy for them just to accept the Lord as their personal Savior. Right? It is nothing much that they should do. It's easy to become with the light. And all they can say, the Lord, I want to be, I believe you as a Lord that you died for me. Right? You don't need any great help. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the white dots have a very much responsibility to light and help the people to move from the darkness to the light. And the Lord is working. And this is not just the word of God, what they can preach. And we are preaching the word of God. But you have a responsibility. Each and everyone has a responsibility to shine as a light. I know many, many churches which starts with the children. Children are not available today. It is not our fault. But the lightning speed of the world is attracting them. So we have this responsibility. This one is gone. I'm sorry. So we have this responsibility we have this responsibility to shine them and bring them to the Lord. I mean, without this, the church would become weaker and weaker and weaker. Everyone has a responsibility to shine. Maybe we don't know the which white circle influences which dark circle. And which white circle will help, which behavior of the white circle will bring, which behavior of the white circle will bring the black circle to the Lord. It may be very simple. I'm not saying something different, but we are seeing, since we are raising the children are absorbing us. The dark circle are absorbing the white circles. Every move has been absorbed because people absorb. When they don't find the answer, they start going to the lightning speed of the world and gathering all the information what they want and remain in the darker place. And the next picture is more about. I was surprised when I see this black dot shine as a light in the world. It's so much dark in the world. So much darkness in the world. I mean, what can we do it? I mean, I was just thinking, how can it? Is it really so dark? Maybe it's darker than that one. It is darker than this big picture. It is so dark. Lord really wants us to shine as the light. I was thinking, like, how to shine as a light? What kind of life we can live? And then I was reading at the verse 13 of Philippians. It says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." It is the Lord. When you start getting trained under the Lord, as I mentioned, continuously training on the Lord is the one who makes a desire and also desire to do good and also will do. How much ever we do personally to good things, how much ever we donate, how much ever we talk huggingly, how much ever we kind of do whatever earthly way, we cannot. Because that training of things should come from the Lord. Because Lord is the light. He wants us to be trained. And he wants us to be that light. Without that light, you cannot light up the dark circle into the light. So that is the reason we need to continuously go to the Lord. Walk with the Lord. Lord, train me. Lead me. What can I do? How can I be shine as a light? We are already praying as a church. No doubt about it. We are praying for the perishing souls. We are praying for the ministries. We are all possibly what you're doing. We appreciate it, but still, we need to compete with the lightning speed. What is outside? When you are in your office, when you are with your children, with your in-laws, with the son-in-laws, with the daughter-in-laws, with your neighbors. When they see you, they should be able to say, when they see, and with the decision what you make it, they would be able to come to the Lord. Without that, we are actually, instead of preaching the gospel, we have been hindrance to the gospel. So, as the children children of the God, as I mentioned, like, it is the God who gives a desire to do good. And also help us to do the good. And we also know in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21, how the Lord has brought us, washed us with the eternal blood. And he wants us to do perfect things for his good pleasure. So training under the Lord continuously and implementing the things in the life is such an important thing. Otherwise, we are definitely failing. We are coming. We are saved. We are doing the work of the Lord. But we are stopped shining for the Lord. So in the 15th verse, it says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of the crooked and perverse nation. We have a responsibility and accountability as the sons of God. The sons of God is like an, I don't want to use a worldly term, but it's a privilege. You have given some authority, and you have been given some responsibility. So as a believers, suddenly when the time comes to make a decision, whether about yourself or your children or your neighbor, we stop acting like a sons of God. We start making decisions. We start moving in a way which pleases our mind, pleases our ego. I don't know whether poor in English, but I'm trying to. It pleases our ego. It pleases, or we start speaking about the law, but never we speak or behave as the sons of the God. That is what pushing the people away from the Lord. When you do that, whenever you make a decision in related to someone else, not as the sons of God, you are becoming an hindrance for you. You are becoming a hindrance for the gospel of the God. You are knowingly or unknowingly pushing the people into the blacker zone, more and more blacker. You see, some people, some black zones don't even have a connection with their white zones. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you got this privilege of being sons of God. You have the responsibility and accountability to live a life as sons of God. That's what makes you the shining as the lights in the world. So it also so beautifully mentioned in the same verse above the 14th verse, without murmuring and disputing, it is about the body of Christ. But this can be extended to more and more. Today, once we leave this place, once we go out, the body of Christ is you and me. You and me are the body of Christ. They don't know. Many of the people even don't know what the definition of the church. They know what is church by looking at you and your actions, your decisions. We have soul lightning speed. We can make decisions. Sometimes everything legally correct is not spiritually or is right. So we are so want to be legally right. We so want to be ethically right, but we don't want to so right according to the as the sons of God. The reason I was saying is, it says blameless and harmless. I said, this is a very nature of the salvation that God has given, right? It's a very nature. God wants us to be even stand blameless, holy and blameless in presence of Him too, in Ephesians, right? So this is the very nature of the salvation we should show forth in our life. Day to day. If you are missing the very nature of the salvation, then that's what when you see your neighbor, our family members, our extended family starts going away from the Lord. And enemy is so smart. It allows us to worship. It allows us to preach gospel. It allows us to walk, but it will never allow us to live the life that is to shine as a light. It's a very simple thing. I mean, even preaching the gospel is a very big thing to go and doing somewhere. But sitting, making a small decisions, small living a small life really lights up the people around you. The reason it is blameless and harmless in the Ephesians 6:12, it talks about whom the fight is with, what kind of fight we are. As believers, it is very easy we end up fighting with the people rather than the enemy. Very easy. If you look at this today world, today the political situation, or today family situation, the fight is not Ephesians chapter 6 verse. Let's read that 6:12. We all know it, but Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood. Right? Wrestle not against the flesh and blood. It is for easy for us, since we live in flesh, we end up fighting with everyone with the flesh. It is easy to fight against the people. Our fight is not against the people. Our fight is against the enemy. The world, the rules and the regulations, the policies are so perfectly designed that our fight is always with the people. The fight is with the neighbor, the fight is with your colleague, the fight is with your family. I have so many relationships, but I don't want to take the names. Right? It's so easy. in the college, in the school. And when our fight is against the people, the enemy has become successful in make the dark circle live dark. We can examine our hearts. I mean, wherever we are there, if your fight is with the individual, if your fight is with a person, then you are a hindrance to the gospel. And that's where you have trapped in the enemy. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I mean, people look at you and me and say, what is church? There's so many. I come from a west side. So many people wrongly think what the church is. Some people think whatever is shown in the Fox is the church. Fox News is the church. Some people think whatever is shown in the CNN is the church. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord wants you and me to show to the people what is church, what is the mind of the Lord, what is the heart of the Lord. I was just going for the quick three examples, because who can train us? It's a Christ. So it's a simple old examples which I want to take from the Word of God. Three examples of three things. One is compassion. Second one is, let's see one by one so that you'll not guess. Many people know the Word of God so much. Before I utter a word, people know it. That is the most dangerous thing. What can happen to the humans too? Oh, so I was looking at this compassion. It's a way the Lord has a compassion for the Matthew 9:36. Lord has a compassion to this great people, like right, looking that there is no shepherd, right? These black circles can be our daughters, our sons, our friends, our close friends, and whoever it is. What we need to have is compassion. Without compassion, you cannot win them. That is the heart of the Lord. The mind of the Lord is have a compassion. You can have everything, but don't have a compassion, then you don't have the mind of the Lord. It is me, it's all of us. It is not, because we are like Lord doesn't have any other plan than us, right? I don't know how it's true. I heard from one of the brothers' message, when Lord went to heaven, angel asked, what is the plan? The Lord says, I don't have any plan. Those 120 people or 12 people is my plan. Such a big world, yeah, that's it. So dear brothers and sisters, today the plan of the Lord is you and me. If you don't have that compassion, you have missed everything. The first thing and the foremost thing you have is compassion. When you have a compassion, everything, all your complaints on that person is done. All the complaint, everything what you have is nailed. Without compassion, you cannot move forward. Because the first thing what the Lord has is compassion. We know that. We are not worthy to be saved. What is good in us? It was Lord's compassion that one day so many people might have prayed for us out of compassion. So many people have taught for us out of compassion. And today, we are standing over here. Lord has such a compassion for those lost sheep. I mean, today I think that is what we need to have, not to look at anyone out of compassion. Once we look anyone without compassion, we lost it. The structure of the society, structure of the world, I mean, knowingly or unknowingly, trying to compete with other in an unhealthy way. There's nowhere compassion in this world. I mean, church is a very small group of blood-bought believers, if you look at the circle. I mean, it doesn't take much time. They are strong, but our God is strongest. The people are more, but we have a living Lord with it. I mean, we have the responsibility to move in a direction so that we don't fall in the trap which the enemy has kept us, so that we don't reach the thing. And the second thing is, I mean, physical compassion, I know we are all doing it. I mean, so I don't want to talk about it, just keeping time in midst. And second one is, the work of the light is not to burn the things, to light up the things, right? We so easily condemn the people. We so much easily burn it. We forget we are the light, not the fire. A fire is there. One day the Lord will judge. We all need to go through the fire. But we are supposed to be called as a light, not as a fire. So easily, dear brothers and sisters, I was also like that, you know. So easily to become like a fire and burn up the people, burn up the relationship, burn up their ideas. If your friends are there around you, I like this circle which is all black circles around it. You are so blessed. God has given you an opportunity, keeping in white circle between all the black circle. Now your job is to show compassion and also stop burning them. It's not. Job is not to do act like a fire, but act like a light. I was in John's Gospel, the way the Lord did with that woman who caught in the adulteress. I like this word, John's Gospel, chapter 8. We all know it. That's the reason, you know, I said, you may guess what I say. It says, she said, 11th verse, she said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more." You know, it's like all discussion of, I wrote here, sin should be navigated with love, patience, and kindness. Like if you look at the LGBT guys, I was with one of the LGBT, I was looking. I mean, what you can say to him, right? Whether we accept it or not, it is going like a fire in the schools. It's going like a fire in the college. So what plan the church has? I mean, church is always looking at the government. I mean, in those days, day of the Pentecost, 120 people did not look at the government. They looked at the Lord. They looked at the Lord. There is a reason we need to come back to the Lord, train Lord how we need to as a church. What is a church work? How the church should respond? How should we address the sin? I mean, it says all discussion of sin should be navigated with love, patience, and kindness. That includes a murder or LGBT or adultery, whatever it is. It is a sin. It's a sin. It should be addressed in the way it should be seen. Panicking, we can sit here and panic. It's not going to do anything unless we shine as a light. Kids, these young people are going to the college. They have so much of responsibility. What kind of things they face? They are like, they are the rare people or the common people in the society. Right? They're rare people. They're not a common people. It's easy to be common, black circle. These are rare people. We need to strengthen them, help them. We were in the families, in the church. We need to help them and engage them so that they could talk about sin, but in a love and patient kindness. Lord has so much of patience towards that adulterous woman. Right? And she was with him later too. He had so much of patience. I mean, coming to this simple statement, speaks volumes about his patience, about his love, about his kindness, right? That's called shining as a light without blame and harmless, like a dove. Like there are so many great God servants in the Word of God, they're innocent, not wise. Because they're innocent to the how they need to deal. So lovingly they were dealing with the people. Because it is not our job to condemn the people. Because the Lord himself did not come to condemn, right? John 3:17 says, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. The mind of the Lord is not to condemn a human, but have that light so that you can really cruise in a very, very subtle way. If they see a dot of condemnation, a dot of judging, they're not coming to you and me. They're jumping into the black wagon. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today if the Lord's coming is delayed, I don't know what. If God comes today, it's so glad. If God doesn't come for 25, 30 years when we're doing church history, we don't know what people will talk about us. This generation has failed to address the sin in a proper way. The generation has failed to address it, shine as a light for the Lord. There's no complaints. It can be anything. It can be, I just put that LGBT because that is running in the news. I saw when I was coming from the Grove Baptist Church passing by, there's a big board of people having politicians' names on it. Where we are busy coming and worshiping is very important, but shining as a light is very, very important. At this time, easily the media, the people can sweep you from your feet to make you forget that you are a light. They'll make you a sheep to follow those people who are better speaking on the stages and giving the pep talks. We don't want to be great. We don't want to listen to the great. We just want to shine as a light. We want to go to our Lord. Lord, train me, Lord. I want to shine as a light. It may be a simple neighbor. You need not think about whole world, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. It may be a simple neighbor. It may be a simple daughter. It may be simple son-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, uncles, aunts, your neighbors, your colleagues. I mean, let's come from the root. Let's not think about the whole big picture of the world. You cannot do, because for whole picture of the world, you can only talk. But the action comes in the small picture of your world. Your world is not big. You feel that your world is big. It is not. It is very small. Really, the big things don't make us worry. The small things make us worry, right? The big things don't make us worry. The small things make us worry. So make it sure you're shining as a light with the immediate people, with the immediate person whom you're contacted. Because that is the only way to change the world, change the people. No, there's no other way how the people are putting on the media. Media is a business. It's a simple business. We should understand that. Media is a simple business. And everybody invests in the stocks here, most of the people. Everybody wants money. Right? You don't want, if you're investing in CNN or Fox, you don't want them to go down, because you don't want your money to go down. Like transitive property, A to B, B to C. B goes, C goes down, A is down. Right? Transitive dependency. You don't want. We know that is not the solution. So let us come back to the basic. That is not my solution. That is not my worry. My worry is the people who are around me. Lord has blessed some God servants to go across the world and preach. That's an additional blessing what the Lord has given them, right? That is also very important. That is an important. But for the common people like me and Stravan, because I can say Stravan is a common. I don't want to say anybody common. You know, I'm just saying we can just influence the immediate people who are around us and make them shine. I was just thinking how amazing it would be that all black circles turns into white, right? How amazing is it? What it needs is, it needs you to shine as a light and me as a shine of the light, nothing else. Enemy can do all his schemes. The world is full of schemes. It's so attractive, so the science is so making us so believe it. I think kids always have this question, young people going to the university, studying so many subjects. They have the question. Inside they have a question, right? If it is not properly addressed, it's gone. So I think many things we cannot address, but can show the love of God. And the last one is definitely the intercession, praying for them earnestly. I mean, an individual, you know, what I learned when I was in Sunday school is, you should pray for the person who is troubling you more. You should be able to really intercede to the person who is troubling you more in your mind. The more you think he's a trouble, the more you think he's not with the Lord, the more you think he's cheating you, you should have more prayer for him. I was just thinking, Lord might have prayed for Judah also. He prayed for Peter, but everyone was disciples. Right, we don't know how the Lord's choice is. So it says, on the cross, Lord, we all know on the cross in Luke's gospel that Lord said, forgive those as they don't know what they're doing. He was interceding. He's not stopping. Stop interceding. I mean, you need to intercede for the immediate people whom you are, because this is the pattern even children are observing in our lives. The children are not learning something outside. You know, half of the things children are learning from the home. Half of the things. They definitely would learn from the school. I'm not saying they would not. I don't want to talk against any other thing. But home is also a big plays a bigger role for all of us. So Lord knows that Peter will deny him. Who will really be a co-signer for someone who's buying a home that he will, he will deny you, saying that, right? Anybody can be a co-signer. If I want to be a co-signer, if I want a brother to be a co-signer, I'm buying a property, and he knows that I'm going to bail him, I'm going to cheat him or deny him, were you going to sign? No, but the Lord did it, right, for the Peter. He prayed. Peter denied. He knows he's going. Denying is a very big thing. Peter knows. Lord knows Peter is going to deny. In fact, Lord says, Peter, enemy wants to take you. But still he prayed. Well, it's not our job whether how they will be saved. But I'm just trying to bring the few things about the mind of the Lord. So personally, you know, it may be anything. We just being compassionate, be light, not as a fire, interceding are so simple things which can influence the person. You know, in John's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 5 says, Christ said this, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So Christ, right, sitting on the right-hand side of the Lord. Now the light, we are the ones who need to shine as a light. Lord is still the light, no doubt about it. But we are the carriers of the light. We are the carriers of the testimony of that light. We are the one who are moving in the people. And people are not seeing the Christ. People are seeing us. We should be able to lift up the Christ in our life. Then only people can be attracted towards us. Otherwise, whatever we do, unless the Christ is lifted up, they are not attracted to us or not attracted to the Lord himself. This is where, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the church should be very careful. This is the way we need to compete with the lightning speed of the world. The way to compete with the lightning speed of the world is getting trained under the Lord. Understanding the mind of the Lord. So that we can introduce this beauty and the beauty of the mind of the Lord which you and me have seen. I was thinking like, you know, the work of the light is just to light up the dark place. We have so much of complaint about the dark place, but we forgot that we are lights and we have an ability to light up the dark place. What is the work of the light when there is no darkness, right? And that is heaven. That the Christ is a bigger light. Christ is the light. We are in heaven. So there is no complaining about that. Not judging the people, right? Whether you are in the school, whether you are in the college, whether you are with the relatives, offices, business, coffee shop, politics, light up the dark place. You need not do anything extraordinary. Just have the simple things what the Lord has put in you to deal with them. When the light comes, darkness automatically gets away. There's no place for the darkness. I mean, if light tries to avoid darkness, then who can help the darkness? So that is the reason I was thinking, like, you know, we need to really examine ourselves. Are we shining as a light, or we are? There is something called fundamental Islam, right? There is something called fundamental Christianity too. We don't know, but people say that. My Hindu friend says, you are a fundamental Christian. You know, fundamental Islamic means they do all bad things for Islam. You and me say bad thing, but according to them, it's a good thing, right, to spread Islam. There are some people who call us a fundamental Christians. That means by looking at the media and the politics and what all the things. So let us not be anything. Let us not what the media paints us. Let us be a shine as a light and introduce the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ to the people. The last verse, I always very important for us, here the Philippians chapter 2, verse 16. This is, we'll close with that. Holding for the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we should able, whatever we are doing, it is not what we're winning over here. It is about we are we, do we really rejoice in the day of Christ? Let us just keep these words and let us close with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear precious and almighty Lord, unworthy people we are, Lord, but you have chosen us to shine as the lights in the world. What a great responsibility it is. There is no other thing which can really introduce you, Lord. It is our life. It is our behavior. It is our decisions. It is our compassion on the people. Lord, help us to train under thee and have the very mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that, Lord, we could introduce the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ to the people. It is not the work of the media or work of anyone. It is the work of us to shine as a light. Lord, we are your plan. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us as your plan, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, for leading us this time. We give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.